This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Bigger has always been better for Americans who want to show a little affluence on the road. For years, they chose to drive roomy luxury sedans, maybe an SUV with leather detailing. But the recession left a legacy on our spending habits that's showing up on car lots and across income brackets. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noelle King has the story.
Let's say for a minute that we're not talking about cars. We're talking about the American dream. Because isn't that what car companies are trying to sell us? So, meet one guy with an American dream.
Hi, my name is Edgar.
Edgar Perez, a salesman at Bunnin Chevrolet in Los Angeles, is taking me for a test drive in a 2013 Chevy Spark.
So let's go ahead and give it a spin.
All right, let's give it a spin.
Edgar came to the United States from Mexico when he was a year old.
I'm 19 years old.
So did you get this job right out of high school?
Yeah, absolutely, I did.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Cruze.
A Chevy Cruze. It's a small car, good gas mileage, inexpensive, exactly the kind of car you'd expect a young guy like Edgar to drive. Edgar attends Santa Monica College, and he plans to get his MBA, like a customer he met recently.
This guy graduated from Costa Long Beach, got his MBA.
And he's rich.
He was winning more than $55,000 a month.
Edgar was impressed.
His house was in Beverly Hills. Could you imagine being the number one top in the hill?
So, once Edgar gets his MBA and gets closer to that American dream?
Once I get an MBA, I would say I would still want a compact vehicle. In the future, I'll probably get the same Cruze, just in a newer model. So a newer year, in other words.
This is the kind of statement that sends the auto industry into a frenzy. A young man who expects to make good money saying he plans on sticking with a compact car. Car manufacturers are facing a crisis. High gas prices, a shrinking middle class, young people saddled with more college debt than ever before. So the auto industry has to listen to people like Edgar.
Just about every mainstream manufacturer is offering an A or B segment vehicle.
That's industry speak for smaller cars. Andy Lilienthal is a subcompact geek. He started a website in 2007 devoted to small cars. It was a hobby. When the recession hit, he noticed something.
I kept thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, we're getting all these world-class small cars, which is pretty amazing considering back in the 90s, early 2000s, subcompact cars pretty much almost disappeared from the landscape.
But there's a challenge. Cars are supposed to be aspirational, part of the American dream, remember? So the last thing people want is a car that reminds them of their diminished circumstances.
And you can tell from the names there's been a big effort to convey that these are fun vehicles.
Justin Berkowitz of Car and Driver says since 2006, the number of subcompact and mini car brands has doubled.
We hear Fiesta, Party, and Versa being a typical Nissan fake word implying versatile. All of these get at the same idea, which is that they're practical but fun. Please don't think of this car as a punishment or as a constant reminder of your economic status.
Berkowitz says there's an upside. The growing influence of small cars means they're getting better features. Infotainment systems, GPS, iPod interfaces.
So at least if we're going towards a lowest common denominator, it will be a very good low common denominator. We will end up with safe, reasonable cars. You can call it a silver lining. We don't have reason to despair just yet.
And as for the 1%, they're apparently jumping on the small car bandwagon. Berkowitz says luxury brands like BMW are, for the first time, offering smaller models for sale in the U.S. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
We've got a fun visualization of what kinds of cars people at different incomes buy, and a few more things we know about you based on your income at marketplace.org.